brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have the national chairman of the Libertarian Party with us for five more minutes, Mark Hinkle. And we were talking during the break, and I brought up the fact that no matter what you believe about 9/11, official story or not, it's being used to take our liberties.
It's Absolutely. It's
being used for all these no-bid contracts. And
it's been used to institutionalize groping and public funding by TSA agents. If that isn't an outrage, I don't know what is.
You know, I heard Jerry Sandusky, now he's out on bail, he's applied for a TSA job.
Well, he's probably qualified.
Yeah, well, they say he'll be the specialist for the children. You know, what they do to children at those airports is what is illegal. It's the same stuff Sandusky now admits that he was horseplaying, grabbing on the children naked in the shower. But that wasn't pedophilia, according to him.
Well, you know, from a libertarian standpoint, we say, look, if I wear a government uniform and I do something and it's considered okay, but if as a private citizen I do the exact same thing, it's illegal, you know, you ought to check your premise there.
I think that's the essence of tyranny historically. What do you think of these Republican candidates? I mean, they're all as bad as Obama, and they're the leaders. What's wrong with Republican voters? I mean, is it just that they're spoon-fed by the media? Because because somebody's a Republican, it's okay to support giant government?
Well, let's not blame the Republican voters. I mean, let's look at the candidates themselves. They're bought and paid for, and the reason they're bought and paid for is because, of course, the government controls so much of the economy. I think it was P.J. O'Rourke who made the quote that when the legislature controls what is bought and sold, the first thing bought and sold is the legislature. And that's exactly what's happened both on the Republican side and the Democratic side. It's, you know, different special interests, but they're all being bought and sold.
Look, I know the American people are smart on average, and I understand that, but they've got to take some of the blame. These Republicans that love to bash Obama all day, Rick Perry, people like Mitt Romney, I mean, they are, their real record is like Obama, their rhetoric is just different.
Right. And again, that's where the blame does in fact fall on the voters, because if you just take the sound bites and you just look at the brochures and the websites and actually not do the research that really needs to be done and look at the key issues and what they really did in office as opposed to what they said and did in office, then yeah, you're not doing your job as a citizen of the United States.
Mark Hinkle's our guest, lp.org. Check it out today if you haven't, or get involved. Now is the time, my friends. In closing, before it would take 4 to 8 years for folks to wake up that the new boss was the same as the old boss. Now I see people waking up in 6 months or so. There's an acceleration in people not buying into the old fraud. If the system doesn't do the right thing and unblock people like Ron Paul, what do you see happening in the next cycle? If we're seeing this much unrest now.
Well, clearly, in fact, you know, shows like yours are really have done a tremendous job. I mean, just on the air while we were talking here, I've gotten 3 email messages from your listeners. So thank you, Pete, and others, Thomas. But, yeah, we've got to get out there and create some real change. And, as Albert Einstein once noted, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if you expect Republicans and Democrats to solve the recession/depression we're in, when in fact they caused it in the first place, you're insane. And so I think it's incumbent on all citizens to take an active part in politics and decide, look, do you want the status quo? Do you want to continue down the rabbit hole and to further repression and tyranny and higher taxation? Or do you want a little breath of freedom? And you're not going to get it from the Republicans, the Democrats, only the Libertarians and perhaps some of the Constitution folks. Who want to bring...
Absolutely. We're out of time, sir. Thank you.
There's a man named pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just in from the Daily Caller, now linked at InfoWars.com. DOJ Eric Holder manipulated press for favorable Fast and Furious coverage. And it's now been leaked that they were manipulating the press. That's like saying it's now been leaked that turtles have hard shells on their backs or birds tweet. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Attorney General Eric Holder's Justice Department sought to manipulate reporters. Really? Coverage of Operation Fast and Furious during the days preceding the November 1st Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. New emails obtained by the Daily Caller indicate. It just goes over all of that. Of course they did. They were shipping the guns in there from the beginning. When this was already breaking in local news, they had CBS come out with the whitewash that, oh, they were tracking guns to people that were buying them at gun shops. That was the cover to blame the Second Amendment. They were shipping them in 18-wheelers into Mexico. That's all come out. And shipping drugs back in. El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, but it's gotten no national attention. And I told you a year ago, this went back to the Bush administration and before. Now, ISIS had to admit that, and that's why they won't go after Holder, who's been caught lying. New poll shows four-way tie in Iowa as Ron Paul moves to top tier. CBS has absolutely been devastated by giving him 89 seconds of the televised part and now being caught when he won first place in the poll, just removing him completely, as we showed and documented last night on the nightly news, which is big breaking news. We don't even have an article out on that today, but it's big. There's so much. It's like pearls before wonderful people, but there's so many pearls. Who can gobble them all up? So that's some of the news there. Now, joining us from Syria is Doctor of History. He's an economist, and he's also very brave. He's a best-selling author. He wrote the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush, Bush 41. He wrote the unauthorized biography on Barack Hussein Obama. And I read that thing 3.5 years ago and thought, this is unbelievable. Now it's all come out. And so he's nonpartisan. He's covering the issues. And he's in Damascus. He's in Syria. He's over there right now. And again, I'm not saying Assad is some cupcake. It is a dictatorial system with a bath party. But they're going to remove the government and put al-Qaeda in place and turn it into a new jihadi base. The West is on record funding the uprisings of the last 6 months and then calling them peaceful democratic, blowing up police stations and stuff. Same thing in Libya. Now al-Qaeda flies the flag. Webster was there while it was being bombed for weeks, while reporters were being shot. I mean, he was under bombardment. He's now there in Syria giving us a report on how this ties in to the larger strategic operation to overthrow old allies like Mubarak, overthrow others. But then Saudi Arabia is criticizing Syria for shooting back at armed globalist-funded gangs. But with Saudi Arabia is shooting peaceful people. That's hailed as liberal and loving. But when Syria does something even less, which I'm not defending, then it's just unbelievably horrible, and the rest of the Arab League condemning them. I mean, they're moving into a World War III constellation. Webster, you're there. Tell us what's happening, the latest, and why this is going on. Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. I just spent the day in the city of Homs, H-O-M-S, and if you watch any of this coverage that the U.S. and European media are putting out, they're telling everybody that Homs is the great center of this rebellion, the democracy revolt that's supposedly going on in Syria. And I've just been walking all over this place, and I can tell you that this is a complete big lie. It is one big lie. And, of course, it's important for people to know this because the people in NATO, right, be it Obama, Sarkozy, Cameron of Britain, they're really willing to go towards some kind of a general war, at least in the Middle East, in the name of this destabilization of Syria. So let me just set the stage. Starting from Damascus this morning, we drove north on a four-lane highway, and one of the first things you notice when you come to Syria is that it's very different from Libya, that there are no checkpoints. I mean, you come into the international airport, right, Damascus International Airport. It's functioning normally. There's no special security. It looks pretty much like a normal airport. You drive into the city, first thing you see, no checkpoint.
But we now have, but we're told this is a great tyranny. We now have internal checkpoints where TSA now grabs your wife's breasts and your genitals on the highway. So is that why we've got to invade? Because pedophiles don't get to grub Syrian children?
Well, let me just try to continue. The idea then is the other thing you notice is that there are no checkpoints. I mean, we went by two. One is at the entrance to the city of Homs. There's a very low-key kind of checkpoint looking at cars, but nothing much. And then if you want to go visit the governor of this province, which we did, we went and visited the governor. And I want you to know, this was the first delegation of foreign journalists that was allowed to go to the city of Homs. And there were some people from other newspapers, in particular some Catholic journalists from Europe, from Belgium and from France were there. So we got to meet the governor of the city of Homs, and he's accompanied by a group of religious leaders. And you got to remember, Syria is a place that has 15% Christians in the population. It's more than Egypt, right? Egypt is 10%. Here it's 15%, so it's more. So you have your Greek Orthodox metropolitan. You have a Greek Catholic. Those are Catholics that are more very old and very influential one, and that's right here in Syria.
So, sure, that's the church set up by Paul. So continuing.
Yeah, look, that's not that you mentioned it. I stayed overnight very close to the place where St. Paul was converted on the Damascus Road. And this is a place you can go and visit. So the governor tells us there is a huge plot, a huge conspiracy against Syria, and the religious leaders basically say the same thing. So now we wanted to go and see, with the help of some of the people from these the patriarchs of these Christian churches of the East, go and see the neighborhood which is supposed to be the great center of this rebellion that the BBC talks about all the time. It's a neighborhood called Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A. Zahra is the place. This is it's a couple of square miles. Homs is a city of about 1 million. That makes it smaller than Damascus. Damascus has about 6 million. So we go to the neighborhood of Zahra, and they tell us there's a demonstration going on. You're here right at the proper time. So we go to see this demonstration, expecting to see people attacking Assad and attacking the government, right? Because that's what the international media have told you is actually going on. This is a demonstration which is pro-Assad. It's true that they don't like the governor, the guy that we had just met, for various local reasons. And the principal complaint they have is there's not enough heating oil for the people to heat their homes now that the winter is coming, because it's getting rather chilly.
And, of course, the sanctions are helping.
The sanctions, exactly. That's the reason why. It's not really the governor's fault. It's because of these sanctions. So then we, after talking to these people for a while, we go to the local hospital. Now, this should be the place where everything is made clear, because you're talking about the Zahra Neighborhood Hospital in Homs, in the great center of this revolution. And a lot of people, like a spontaneous demonstration forms when this busload of Western correspondents parks in front of the hospital of Zahra. And people tell us this. They say, today we had 7 wounded, 5 killed. So we ask, who did it? And they say, snipers. Well, who are they? Well, we don't know. Many, many theories. I'll tell you about that. And they have, obviously, they have some facts. But today, in this one neighborhood, 7 wounded, 5 dead. But it's not like this is going on everywhere. This is supposedly the center, along with maybe one or two other places in the entire country.
And by the way, you have made a beeline right to where the snipers are. We should point out Tarpley's very brave. But, I mean, Webster, to be clear here, because I just do the research. I just go off the facts. And it's just like Al-Qaeda being put in to the east of Libya and now taking over and flying the Al-Qaeda flag and saying they're going to put in Al-Qaeda law and all this stuff. And thousands of shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles are gone. And our media just says, I'll ignore that. But I've gone and looked up even what Voice of America admits. It is armed groups that pop up sometimes in clear Western CIA uprisings, shoot people, and our media calls them democracy activists. So clearly, this is not an excuse to attack Syria. But now they've gotten the Arab League to come in a miscreant fashion and start, calling for sanctions, further sanctions. So I guess they're all afraid. But as long as they back all this, I guess they won't be the person next who's taken down.
But what the people say is this. In other words, I spent the last couple of hours in the middle of a crowd of a couple of hundred people who wanted to be heard. And anybody who could speak a little French or a little English would come to the fore, and they wanted to be heard because there were some television cameras and people were asking questions. So this was their chance to be heard. Again, it's the first group of foreign journalists to come into the city of Homs. Anybody who claims that they had been here, be it Al Jazeera, they never were here. The BBC was never here. So today we were there. So then we were trying to ask them, who is doing this? Who are these snipers? Well, the first thing you see is that it's a series of random killings. It's blind terrorism. It's agent provocateur. And they say, look, the thing that we're afraid of is when we go out, we're afraid of snipers shooting at us from the roof.
Sure, stay there, Webster. It's the classic thing where it's just a projection. These hired terror groups just create violence to point at it, to point at it and say, see, there's a conflict. So it's full spectrum dominance where they create just a conflict and then project onto it whatever they want. Webster Tarpley from Damascus, Syria. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Webster Griffin Tarpley is in Syria. He's in the area where they say the uprisings keep originating from. He's right there where these snipers are shooting people every day. No one knows what side they're on. It's all fluid. Webster is an expert on false flag provocateur. Continuing, and because I know you're there, you can tell people what's really happening, but separately, Webster, then let's look at the larger geopolitical of why this is happening now and what the end game is. Please continue.
Let me just tell you what these people say, because I think this is what's really unique about this. that you talk to these people, right? And I've talked to all kinds of people, right? An English teacher, a couple of doctors in this hospital, a couple of nurses, French, English, whatever it is. And here's what they say. You ask them, who is doing this? And again, it's random killings. So first of all, they say, there's no pattern to what they do. They kill Christians. They kill Muslims. Among the Muslims, they kill Sunnis. They kill Alawites. They kill others. They kill people who don't have any particular religious identity. They kill members of the army. Five terrorists today got together and killed one soldier in this Zara neighborhood. So you keep pressing them, and you say, all right, who's doing it? Who's doing it? And they say, here's where they think it comes from. The governor says that most of the killers that he sees are actually Syrian. But when you talk to the people, they say, yeah, it's true, there are Syrians who are doing the shooting, but behind them there's more. And then you say, well, who are they? And they say, Saudi Arabia is providing the money. Turkey is providing a lot of the help. Turkey is not that far from here. How about some more? They say Qatar, right? The wonderful homeland of Al Jazeera television, that Qatar is heavily...
So it's the same crew that NATO used to soften things up with Gaddafi.
In Libya, exactly. United Arab Emirates, important. They also say the Hariri faction of Lebanon, Rafik Hariri the Younger. And they say, watch out for Hariri. His mother is from Saudi Arabia. This is a bad apple. Rafik Hariri is also a part of it. And, of course, Lebanon is also very, very, very close. And then... some of them, if you keep prodding, they'll say, yeah, and the CIA, of course, and Mossad, and others, right? NATO, other forces in Europe. So they'll also tell you these people are, they're the Muslim Brotherhood. They're people who may have been in Al-Qaeda, or they're Salafists. Salafists is just another brand of this extreme religious fundamentalism. Some of them just say, those are fundamentalists and anathematizers. In other words, they're religious sectarians who say that everybody's bad except them. The governor talked a lot about mafia, organized crime, and you got the idea, drug pushers. So it looks to me like this has been thrown together. But the finding that I would have to make at this point, after having really heard a lot of very important first-person testimony, this problem is in the hundreds. It's not more than several hundred of these killers with a certain amount of backup. Now, how much that is hard to say. I asked some very intelligent people in this hospital today, what should the Syrian government do? And they say, simple, send more army troops. They say, we want soldiers on the roofs of the houses, on the top floors of apartment houses. We'd like to have some tanks in the streets, but above all, we'd like to have some soldiers on the roof. Because if the soldiers get up on the roof, then the snipers can't go there, and they can't do it. I was talking to a young woman doctor who was about to walk home. And as she walks home, she's got to worry about getting shot, right? You're just getting shot. I was shown a picture of a 3 or 4 year old girl who was shot dead in an automobile with her mother and some other little girls. Now there is one exception to this sniper rule, which is that kidnappings do go on, and there are significant kidnappings going on. The kidnapping is often a prelude to a murder. I visited with this group a bereaved family, and their son had been killed. Their son was a taxi driver. These were Alawites. They belong to the same ethno-religious group as the Assad family, but these were people. Right? The guy was a taxi driver. So he was kidnapped by these, as they said, fundamentalists. People with beards is often what you hear, too. He was kidnapped, and then he was murdered. In other cases, bodies have been dismembered. They've been cut into dozens of parts. There are also stories that I won't go into maybe now, but about the mutilation of women victims.
Yeah, but let me just stop you. We'll get into that when we come back. You're joining us from Syria. Dr. Webster Tarpley joined us. But this is the same story where there was on BBC with the jihadis from Saudi Arabia saying, Syria, you're next, and running up Al-Qaeda flags. So that's who's there. CIA, Saudi Arabia's brought him in. And Webster, you're being unpatriotic. An American's duty, according to our government's real policy, is to love Al-Qaeda. Now, I don't like them either. That's because we're evil. And I think you should, when we come back, apologize that you're not supporting Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back with Webster.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Cato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Destroy America's name and bankrupt us worldwide. Relax. Don't do it. When you want to go do it, relax. All right, we're going back to Webster Tarpley. And you know what? I am going to jam some calls in, but I'm introducing something other talk show hosts do. But instead of radio graffiti 7 seconds or 10 seconds, I will give you 30 seconds and myself 10 seconds and take your phone calls when Tarpley leaves us here in about 10 minutes. Toll free number to join us 800-259-9231. And of course we've only got 6 phone lines at Genesis. We've got like 100 here, but I'm gonna do this in the future on my system so we can just bam, bam, bam go through them. It'll be hard for John to get them as they come in, but Call now, 800-259-9231. And when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to get on air. That way it makes me shut up and makes me go to your calls. I'm going to tell you about a few sponsors. eFoodsDirect.com is running a whole bunch of different specials right now at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's where you find the specials. They've got holiday packs that are discounted massively. They've got free samples, you name it, all at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-876-0871. Folks, you're nuts if you don't get high-quality, storable food. And this is the best place out there, bar none. 800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Continuing, Diamond Gusset Jeans has a whole new line of Made in America jeans, all styles for men and women. Go to GussetClothing.com and take a look at the great American-made product from the field to the factory. All Gusset Jeans are made right here in America. Whether you are looking for boot cut, slim fit, or Kevlar reinforced like the Defender motorcycle jeans, you can find something for every member of your family. They got shirts and stuff too. Check them out at GussetClothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com, or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. And they've got some specials for the holidays running as well at GussetClothing.com. All right, Webster, I'm going to try to shut up now. I've asked my questions. What is the larger geopolitical? You're there doing groundbreaking investigation. You are some of the only journalists to ever get into that area. I've been following it. Nobody's even going or even trying. They just sit back and say Assad is roasting children on a pit and maybe Satan. And he's also with Al-Qaeda. But meanwhile, it's known that Al-Qaeda works for the New World Order and has been given new fiefdoms. Finish up with Syria, then I want to ask you, what's the strategy of tension here, the order out of chaos? What are they planning to do with Al-Qaeda after they give them all these countries? I mean, I guess they'll just tell the public, oopsie, Al-Qaeda took over. Now we've got to attack them again. I mean, what's happening here?
Well, again, just to sum up the finding, the neighborhood of Zahra, Z-A-H-L-R-A, in the city of Homs, 1 million people, this is one of the principal neighborhoods. It turns out that this entire insurrection comes down to a couple of hundred terrorist snipers who are carrying out random shootings and kidnappings in order to terrorize all the relevant groups.
Random freedom fighting, though. They're helping people, killing them. But I mean, this is just like Iraq, where even former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern's come on and talked about it. Later it came out that the Iraqi government with U.S. forces blew up the Golden Mosque to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. This is a classic,
yes.
Stir up the whole thing, call it a people's rebellion, bomb the whole country, and roll in and be praised, and have Anderson Cooper, in a Nelly way, prance around on stage talking about democracy.
It is exactly that kind of a big lie. So a couple of hundred people. Now, one thing that I think has to be pointed out, what I found was people supporting Assad. They were chanting in favor of President Assad, and they were holding up their own, you know, not government manufactured pictures of him, but their own little pictures. And we went in a couple of houses, and there were pictures there too, in one of these houses of one of the victims. At the same time, there's a criticism of Assad that he hasn't done enough. One guy did a very interesting analysis. He said, look, this starts with the CIA, it starts with the Mossad, and then it goes through these other groups, right, other Arab countries, ethnic groups, criminal elements. And he said, on the whole, the response of the regime has been too tame. And again, a couple of doctors and other people in the hospital asked him, what should happen here? We want the army. We want more troops in our neighborhood. We want this to come to an end because it's been going on since Friday, March 18th. Friday, March 18th. Now, what is it? 7, 8 months ago. That was Friday prayers. And one guy said there was a bunch of things on Facebook saying go to such and such a square in Homs, and we're going to call for the overthrow of Assad. And they get out there. The police is there in small numbers. They get to demonstrate for 3 hours. Then the police say, okay, 3 hours, it's time for us to go home. Time for you guys to go home, so why don't we just call it a day? And they say, no, we're staying. And then at a certain point, when the police say, well, you know, let's, you know, why don't you guys move on? And they start to shove them. At that point, the demonstrators, in this case, probably the Muslim Brotherhood, they pull out knives and they start to stab the cops. with firearms, but with blade weapons, and then the cops respond not even with gunfire, but with tear gas. So that's the start. But right now, it's just this bloodbath. And again, I think the message to Assad from these people that I heard is simply this, and I'm just reporting what I heard. They support Assad all the way, but they want more troops. They want them to do more. They say, this is not enough. It's a little bit too tame what you're doing. So this is exactly the opposite of what you're hearing. And then another way to put it is, the reality here is not that the troops are killing civilians. That's the exception to the rule. It does happen, of course, because you get caught in these demonstrations and some civilians get killed. But the thing is that civilians, i.e. terrorists, these people that we've just gone through the catalog of, they're killing the troops. The governor said, I think his figure was 850 people have been killed here in the Homs area over the past, you know, 6-7 months, whatever it's been. And I think he said something like at least 200 have been soldiers. So the soldiers are a very, very large part.
But of course, NATO and the peace president, they want to liberate with carpet bombing and leveling of cities and infrastructure. So the liberals can all feel very trendy and prance around with little, you know, effeminate lisp and be big men like Anderson, CIA Cooper. So what's the larger game plan here, and how is it going for the forces that want to set the entire Middle East and North Africa ablaze? Gaddafi held them up for 6 months, but now they've got the country to carry out the ethnic cleansing all the way into Africa. That's been admitted, so the mass death and al-Qaeda takeover can now happen. I mean, how's the overall plan of mass murder going?
Just in terms of the neighboring countries, maybe we start with that and then move on to the superpower stuff. In the neighboring countries, it's very interesting that the centers of such insurrection as there is, which is not that much, right? It's nothing like Libya. With Libya, there was a whole belt of cities that were completely lost to Gaddafi from the very beginning, right? Benghazi, Darna, Tobruk, the whole Cyrenaica area was gone within a couple of weeks. In this case, it's a couple of neighborhoods or small areas or small towns along four borders. Along the Lebanese border, close to it, is Homs, right? And Hama, that's the other place. Homs and Hama, Hama being a bit smaller. Okay, so that's the Lebanese border. Then you go up to the Turkish border. There's an area there where there's some kind of insurrection going on. You go over to the Iraq border, and there you find that there's something going on. It's across from the Iraqi Kurds, right, the Kurdish entity. And then there's another area, which is this Daraa, I think it's called. That's the Jordan border, right? Jordan is to the south. So four borders, four foreign countries. It's like each one of the foreign countries has sponsored a center of terrorism and agitation inside this country. Now, looking beyond it, you have to ask yourself, if you're really going to start a regional war for the sake of a couple of hundred terrorist killers, because that's what Hillary Clinton and Ambassador Rice there at the UN said they want to do. The difference, of course, is over the weekend, we just had the Arab League, blackmailed and bribed, I'm sure, by the United States, say, Syria, you're suspended. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Arab League is meeting, I think, somewhere in Morocco, and they're going to say, is that a permanent suspension or is it just a temporary suspension? If they can get the Arab League to say that it's suspended, that Syria is suspended, they can go back to the Security Council, because now they can say, up to now, we couldn't get anything through the Security Council against Syria because the Arab League didn't go along with it. But now they've suspended Syria. Now we can say the Arab League has turned against Syria. They go back and they try it. Now, I don't think they'll get anywhere. The Russian Foreign Ministry yesterday said, we don't agree with the stuff that's being done against Syria, right? We're not a part of that. And I think the Chinese probably see it the same way. But we have been disappointed by those guys in the past before, right? So Russia, China had better handcuff. But if they don't, then what happens, right? If you get a bombing campaign here, I can't see how Iran and Hezbollah stay out of this. And if they come in, right, we've had statements in the past couple of weeks where it's pretty clear that the retaliation, even just from Syria, would go all the way to Israel, and it would go deep into Israel. And at that point, you'd get some kind of a regional conflagration effect. And at that point, the sky's the limit, right? Hold on to your hat, because then it goes out of control, and then nobody knows where it ends, because it, you know, suppose an aircraft carrier gets sunk or something like this, right? And then there has to be retaliation for that, and then there has to be counter-retaliation. And you get into these scenarios of you know, runaway, you know, retaliation and God knows what. So I think it's very clear. This stuff has to end. The Syrians obviously need to do their part. I think these people have a good case that they want more protection from their government. But then there's also us, right? The United States has got to butt out of this. This is just, it is simply a big lie. In other words, there is no movement against Assad in the way that they say it. There is no group that says,
Webster, we're out of time. We're definitely going to have you back up the next few days. How long are you in Syria?
I've got quite a number of days, so we can certainly arrange something for probably towards the end of the week.
Yeah, let's get you on. Friday's the best day for me, and that way we've got a lot of developments. So let me just put you on hold and try to set you up for a good time Friday. How's that sound?
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Webster, be safe over there.
By the way, Alex, I was just talking to a guy from Paris who's listening. He listens to you in Paris.
Well, wonderful. Tell him I said hi.
Yes. He sends you his greetings, too.
All right. Thank you. All right, thank you. Yeah, there goes Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm going to try to get Salente on today on the nightly news. Gerald Salente's gold account was emptied by MF Global. That's up at Infowars.com. This just went up a few minutes ago. He's on RT about it. I've told people I don't like this keeping your gold at some company that holds your gold for you. I mean, if you've got some of it in a safe deposit here, there, and then wherever mixed around and a little buried on the back 40, whatever, then, you know, that's one thing. But these companies, you want to take it physical. You want to take it physical. That's what Midas Resources recommends. And I'm definitely going to get Webster on about this. This is truly disgusting. We're definitely going to get him on. That's up at Infowars.com. Also, Ron Paul came in second in the new Iowa big straw poll. They spin it and say a new four-way race in Iowa, Ron Paul moves to top tier. He's always been the top tier. And CBS is only doing that right now because of a firestorm over them, removing the poll when he won 2 days ago and giving him 89 seconds during the televised part. Okay, during this segment and the next, I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds. I have a 10-second comment because I wish I'd give you longer, but then you know how long-winded I am. So let's just go to your calls right now. Scott in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, the mainstream media is performing a wag the dog, kind of like that movie. You know, it's a false flag. Everything they tell us is an absolute lie. We should totally not believe the media anymore. The lie that Ron Paul can't win, Webster Tarpley's exposing, that what's really going on over there isn't what we're hearing in the media, the Jessica Lynch story. I believe the Gaddafi video was fake. I mean, the entire mainstream media apparatus is going for broke. And we can't believe anything they say, and it's time that we just cancel our cable subscriptions, stop getting their newspapers, start exposing that they create these lies, and they expect everybody to just believe what they tell us. I mean, Herman Cain, let me just say this real quick. Herman Cain is an Illuminati stooge. He comes out with his 666 plan. There's a mountain in Israel called Mount Hermon where the watchers, the fallen angels of man, the children of Cain, you know, and all this stuff.
Listen, I got to let you go because that was more than 40 seconds, and I don't have time to comment now. Let's go ahead and go to Stephen in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, first-time caller. I've been listening to you for many years. I want to thank you for the work that you do and tell Lord McBreen I said hello. But I have a quick question for you. A couple months back, Mike Adams had an article with regards to embryos being used as flavoring, and I read something on the Examiner that they were discussing Kraft, Pepsi, and Nestle using it in their food. I was wondering if you read anything or had any comments on that.
No, I'm going to look that up during the break. If you saw it on Mike Adams' site, I have no doubt. I know that for decades they've used embryos and aborted babies in cosmetic production, not just here, but also in France, Europe, and over in China. So total dehumanization. So I'll look into that during the break and come back and cover it for you. Thank you so much, Steve, listening to 1310 AM in New York. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Jason in California.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was listening to Tarpley's radio show this Saturday, World Crisis Radio, and he was pretty critical of Ron Paul and his economic plan. And I thought if you had Tarpley and Paul on at the same time, it'd be a great show.
Yeah, I don't agree with Tarpley's economic solutions. His analysis is spot on. I'm against government socialism for the general public and for the big mega banks. I understand his point is that's the system we've got. So I agree with some of his ideas. Technically, I understand what he's saying. It's just it never works. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Let's talk to Ryan in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Long time, first time. I was thinking about the chemtrails issue. That's the best one to wake people up on because it's not a left or right issue. And I've had great success with copying what in the world are they spraying and handing those out. And also writing on money. It goes through so many people's hands. If you just write on all your bills, Infowars.com, great way to get it out.
All right, sir. Great points. By the way, we'll stay there.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Nothing left to lose. It turns out this came out 5 months ago. It's all over mainstream news, but buried. It's all over natural news. It's all over life sites news. And Pepsi admits it. Their flavoring is fetuses. Man, you cannot make up the level of evil of the New World Order. And I'm sure something else is going on with that. That they've weaponized food against us. And people always think, why aren't you covering this, Alex? Why? Because I didn't know this. That's the point I'm making, is that I can't even handle how crazy this is getting. I'm telling you. Heaven help us. I don't even know how to respond at this point. We've got a big geoengineering chemtrail globalist assault special tonight, 7 o'clock. Probably the most important info we've ever covered on the nightly news. There's a 15-day free trial if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Let it go up there and become a member. And again, you can download all the films, everything, get them out to people, and then just cancel your membership if you don't want it. 15 days, please support us. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. No excuse tonight. Watch the show. And I'll obviously cover the fetal stuff tonight, too. This has been out 5 months, and I didn't know. Was that Ryan just brought that up or somebody else? Ryan, you only had 20 seconds. You got 15 more. Go ahead.
All right. Just like I was saying, the chemtrails, the good issue, because it's not left or right, so people can't say, oh, you're a Republican, oh, you're a Democrat. You just go out on a day to spray in your town, copy what in the world are they spraying, point up. When people say, what's going on, you say, well, here's the answer. Hand them a copy, you're done.
That's right, and putting websites on money is also very effective. If our millions of listeners did that, it would really cause the globalist a heart attack. Everybody wrote Infowars.com. I'm not saying do that, of course. Let's go ahead and talk to Marvin in North Carolina. Because, you know, they're just putting fetuses in your Pepsi. I mean, what's the problem? We shouldn't write on money to warn people or get upset about that. Because, you know, they're just turning us into a commodity. Chopped up babies, got to do something with them anyways. We're the extremists for not liking it, I admit. Marvin in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Alex, how in the world are you?
Well, I'm a bad person because I don't like fetus flavoring.
Neither do I, Alex, but check this out. I work for a recycling company here in North Carolina. I drive the roll-off truck that hauls the compactor cans to the dump. And we've got a new clock system where when we punch in, they scan our hands as though we're working for NASA or somebody. What do you think of that?
It is training you to bioscan, to buy and sell, and then even if you have cash, it'll track everything you do. And if you're not a good globalist, and Homeland Security now admits this, in the future you won't be able to have a job or be able to buy or sell anything. Not the Bible saying this, they're saying it, and they will turn your scan off, and then either they'll be told don't serve you, or they'll then dispatch people to arrest you. It is a total grid, and they're going to put in prison anybody that has an underground garden who helps people. Hell is now being released, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I figured that. I just wanted to get your take on it, Alex. Keep up the good work and keep the information coming.
Yes, sir. When you go to SeaWorld, you go to Disney World, you got a scan to get in now. And guess what? My kids have never gone since then. But it doesn't matter. They're taking. You don't want to fly because of having your genitals scrubbed? They're just setting them up on the highways now. They're not stopping. They're criminals. They're hardcore. They're pedophiles. They're scum. They're filth. They're murderers. They make me sick. Steven, New York, your last caller we got time for. Go ahead. Sorry to the others.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call and very excellent work that you're doing. On the topic of chemtrails, House of Representatives, October 2, 2001, by Representative Dennis Kucinich, H.R. 2977. Read it. It tells you about chemtrails in it, what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, he introduced a bill. Europe has a law against it unless it's authorized by the secret committee. And I'll cover it tonight. Anything else, sir?
Urge your listeners to check it out at the Library of Congress.
All right, good job. Good job. I'm out of time. See you back tonight. Tonight, 7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.